You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today is basically the beginning of a new year, and it was my birthday just the other day on January 1st, but that aside, I want to talk about resetting your mind with these tricks that I'm going to be right now, because I know that especially for the holidays, a lot of people, even the most productive people, yes, even you listening to this podcast right now, you may not be as pumped up just because you spend a few days eating all sorts of bad foods, fried foods, and like long dinners and all sorts of snacking between Christmas, New Year's, and all other holidays. So for that reason, I just want to make sure that you're set for the beginning of the year. But before we get started, please, please share this podcast with a friend, a family member, a colleague, someone that you know may need a brain reset like you and like me also. And the reason why, of course, it's important to help a friend out, and that's a given. But another reason is because if you tell these things to someone else that may not know them, you may start a conversation with them, and you can basically teach them more about productivity, about well-being, about mental health, about scaling a business, whatever the topic may be. And these types of things are very, very important to talk about, a lot more important to talk about than, you know, your last Netflix binge or where you're going to go out next Saturday. All right. And also, if you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast. I release content every single day. You know that already. And what's a better way to wake up than listening to a 5-minute pump up episode of Up Your Game that teaches you how to stay in shape mentally, physically, and how to kill your to-do list. All right, point number one, let your family and friends know that you're going offline for a day and turn off your electronics for 24 hours. Now, people that would listen to me right now would say, Nero, how can I turn off electronics for 24 hours? Well, if you cannot turn them off completely, at least go offline. Really, really go offline. I'm talking about do not go on Facebook, Instagram. Don't even listen to this podcast. I'm going to give you the okay there. If you choose to reset your brain, you really want to be offline though. Jokes aside, you want to be able to spend some time reading, meditating, going for a walk, you know, meeting people even if you want to. But the important thing here is that you do not get extra, you know, noise from the outside world, because when you're resetting your mind, you really need to truly be alone to set your baseline status to, you know, relax mode, in that mode that you're really just going to think about your life and the people around you, if you have friends and family members, but nothing else. You do it for 24 hours, you're going to really, really thank me after. Point number two is to visit a park, a beach, or simply stay in contact with nature. Now, we've talked about this in the past. There is a concept in Japan. It's called nature bathing, I think. Don't quote me on the exact word there, because of course it's a translation from Japanese to English, but the whole point of this is that people that are stressed out, depressed, do not feel good, they are prescribed by the doctor a walk in nature, a very long walk in nature. And the reason why is because human beings are deeply, deeply connected with nature, with trees, with everything that is out there. And unfortunately, in this world that we live in, we have completely got ourselves out of that world. And with screens, with internet, with technology in general, we made it very, very, very hard for people to go back to nature. So if you feel overwhelmed, before asking what is wrong with me, start asking what can I do to go back to my essential nature. Because once you are just you at a park, at a beach, in contact with nature, you're going to be able to really understand who you are as a person. And most times at the beginning it's going to be very hard. And the reason why is because you're always attached to a device. You're always on the internet. You're always chatting, sending messages. But after a few hours, once you get used to, once you get past that hump, you're going to start feeling a lot better. You're going to feel whole. You're going to feel very good about yourself and about your life. And you realize that most times everything that we chase on a daily basis is worth nothing if we don't have the possibility to feel good, to feel like we're part of something when we are in nature. Point number three is to meditate for a couple of hours and feel your mind and body regenerating. Now, this again cannot be done by someone that has never meditated, but if you've been listening to this podcast for the past few months or even weeks, you know how important it is for you to clear your mind, especially in the morning, for at least 15 minutes. So I always tell my followers to meditate, you know, 15 minutes in the morning. And the reason why that's important, of course, it clears your mind, but also it sets you up for success when you do decide to meditate for a bit longer. And that's why I'm saying when you do decide to spend these 24 hours resetting your mind, you want to meditate for at least a couple of those hours. And sit down and start first listening to your breathing. Now, the most important thing, and I'm telling you, when I first started meditating, I used to try and control my breathing patterns. And it was kind of, you know, counterproductive because on one way I was saying, well, I need to concentrate on my breathing. But on the other end, I'm trying to count. And I was like, does counting count as relaxing? Probably not. And that's the thing. You gotta actually let your body do the breathing and you simply concentrate on what your body wants to do. If your body wants to breathe in, let it breathe in. If it wants to breathe out, let it breathe out. If it wants to take a small pause in between breaths, let it take a pause. So the whole point here is to start with simply observing your breathing patterns. Once you do that after a bit, I want you to start focusing on your hands and on your arms, and you want to start feeling your heartbeat in your hands. Once you start feeling your heartbeat on your hands, that's when you can start feeling your entire inside of the body, the inner body, like they call it. You're gonna start feeling them moving. And once that happens, you can generally spend even 30, 40 minutes, an hour, simply listening to what your body is doing. And it's so mesmerizing to realize that you can spend such a long time simply being instead of, you know, trying to do the next thing. Now, after a 24-hour slot, if you are, you know, good to go, I consider that, you know, be done. So you should be done for now. You can go back to your normal life, you know, turn on your internet and keep on doing what you're doing. But now you're going to be able to be a bit more mindful about what you do. And that's the most important thing. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode. And until next time, up your game.